Francis.
Good evening. Simon Shin Tzadik Zain. See, Father. Kol Adam Yesh Loi Alpayim Amar L'chol Ruach. Chutz Ma'arba Amoysov Oim Amokim Sheshovas Boi. So it'll all depend on where he was Shovas. But if he Shovas in a place which has just in a place of nowhere, so he gets Mamash Dalad Amas, and from there you'd have to count 2,000 Amas. If he Shovas in a town, then the 2,000 Amas go most of the town. So the Mishabur, Alpai Mamma, Butakonos Chachomim. So he's allowed to walk 2,000 Amas anyway. Butakonos Chachomim, the Minatoira, Mutala Alech Ad Yud Beis Mil. Minatoira, he can even walk 12 mil. Kashia Machne Yisrael, Bamidbar Shechziku Yud Beis Mil. Yoisim is also Kedirsev Al Yetz Eshmim Koimoi. Which we're going to translate now, not on carrying, but on walking out for Yud Beis Mil Midiraisa. Vayimim Koy Mikol Amachna. Don't go out to the man. Yud Beis Mil.
How many hours is that?
Yud Beis Mil is 2,000. Is Yud Beis Mil? Each mil is 2,000 dams.
Looks like a different share.
Well, of course it did. Yeah, much more.
I'm saying
so. No, much more. You base mil.
So what 2,000 is 1 mil? No.
2,000 amas is 1 mil.
Is it 1 mil?
I'm Kamazicha.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2,000 amas is 1 mil. Yeah. So this is Yud base mil.
Yeah.
Ba'al ba'zichol kevayim im digam chutzi base mil eina osa minat toira. Whether Bechlal is Truman is a deraisa or not. There's no din deraisa at all but Truman. So we have a machlokes here whether there's a din Truman deraisa or not. So the Mishwur, at the beginning, at the end, he says some say there isn't, but some say there is. But even if there is a deraisa, it'll only be on Yud Beis Mil, which is not on 2,000 damas. Only on Yud Beis Mil will be the Issa Deraisa. If there is a Issa Deraisa, so that's, I think one of the Chayim say Chayv Chatos. The others say it can't be Chayv Chatos because it's not one of the Lam Tes Melochas, Abba Sechiv Deraisa. So all that would be reckoned Chutz Me Alba Amos of the Mekoyim Shalod the Mechamukim Shoshoivus through Alba Amos Kedlel. We learned in the last Simon everybody gets 4 Amos. And in the Shatzi in there we learned it could be 8. Could be 4, could be 8, or however we say 8. And we show him yeshapayim l'choruch. Nim said yochel lahalach ma'amidus raglov, alpayim ve'alba amas. From where he's standing, he's got 4, and then 2,000, if he's standing in nowhere. Now, mokim sheshov v'spoi perish. Im sholos mokim mokim achitzes, chashikulik alba amas. Yeshapayim sorin mokim us. He's got a much bigger area, mokim achitzes, or a town. Look at the top shari tshuva, it's interesting. Kol odom sheshli alpayim amas, top of the kosubik yoshim, rash misha ein yodeh she alpayim amas. If you don't know how much it is, it's the next sif really. You can go 2,000 steps, and that's how common is mitzvah test. If they go a whole hour a day, tipach rucham. Now, why are you going an hour? An hour is miles more than 2,000 tamas. That's a mil. A mil is 2,000 hours. The Rambam says 2/3 of an hour, which is 24, which is longer. 2/3. My is, I don't know why, but 2,000 hours in Shia, let's say, in the two Shiurim, yes, you got either Chaznisha or you got Chaim Nosha. Chaim Nosha is just under a kilometer, so it's 0.6 of a mile. The Chaznisha, it's about 0.73 of a mile. How long does it take you to walk 0.73 of a mile? Not 18 minutes. That's interesting. I don't know why. I've had this a long time already. It's 18 minutes is a long, long more than I think. And this 2,000 amas is not very far. It's not very far at all. So here's also Shaila, if you see, how do you reckon this? It's not boy Mishabu Mamash. If somebody's standing over here, look over here, yeah? So he said he can, 2,000 amas. So he makes himself 2,000 amas like that.
Yeah, all sides.
Then you make a square. Pardon? Rabbi Netam Halt. Now, once he's made the tukun, pardon? It's not, it doesn't matter. Until you find it. So, Rabbi Netam Halt, you got your 2,000, we hold, you got over there, thing. You make a square, yeah? So the square will obviously have there, that'll be 2,800, yeah? Yeah. Doesn't matter. You're allowed to walk 2,800 when you've decided on your square. So you can decide on your square that way. You could have decided on a square that way. Can you see that square? Same thing, really.
Yeah.
Depends how you walked. Once you decided that you're going to walk that way, if you've already walked it, then and you haven't decided anything, then you won't be able to walk till there. Because you're going that way. You have to decide that you're going that way, and then you'll have a right to go 2,800 that way. If you're stand walking, you say, oh, I'm going for a walk, then you'd have to stop after 2,000. Then, stop after 2,000, you're allowed to walk till that corner. If you say lechatchila, I want my 2,000 to go that way, and therefore I'm going to walk on the slant, then you have to walk on the slant, because you're walking on the slant. Rabbein Tam Halt, that the whole shear is given on the slant, and therefore he gives you all that. He gives you all that. He holds that you reckon 2,000 and then reckon the slant, and your whole shear is much more. But when Tam holds that you reckon the whole circle, lechatchila, the shear isn't 2,000, the shear is... What?
Mashmakiradik.
Right? You reckon a straight, and then you reckon the slant, and from the slant you make all round a circle of 2,800.
So when you want to go for a walk, before you start walking, you should think for yourself.
Which is the 2,000?
2,000.
Straight.
Not the way I'm going now.
Not the way you're going.
And now I have to walk 2,400.
Yeah, but isn't that not the way you're going? It has to be not the way you know where you're not the way, because if it's not the way there.
You have to know the way that way. Just,
yeah. But you have to know what you're doing. So, Siddur Eps, I think that they bring, they can make a lot of Benin Tam sometimes, but the pastures, you don't make a lot of Benin Tam. See base. Kiddush olav ayoyim bebika, ve'eini yedeh tchum Shabbos, t'mahalach alpayim psiyas beninus. He's allowed to go 2,000 steps beninus. Shehem tchum Shabbos, that's tchum Shabbos. So it'll be alucha, who push it, even though we learned before that the Dalet Amos is a big person, gets a bigger Dalet Amos, but 2,000 amas is amas. Beninim. You can't do your own. Poshet dibur adam orach shabsiyas ben shalehu yosem amas tzor shah b'odam bein yid alma shal yosem apayim amas osa nebe shabas nebe kog b'jab tesho. Because this is a posik. It's different. It's nishtoz azach. There's no hatcha for a big person. So you have to be more careful. Because a big person has bigger psiyas. Dalet. Mahalach alpayim levado alba amas psiyas beninis. Hangi chotzi amma. Why is it so like that? Because a person's tread of his foot. A foot is a foot, and then you've got another, that's half an amma, and then you've got the space in between your 2 feet is another half an amma. So that's where you'd have to go, 2,000 steps. Hainu chotzi amma, not when you're running, because then you have a bigger space between your feet. Hainu chotzi amma muke matzav regel, v'chotzi amma ben regel regel psir beinis. U'mayri shay tzorech lelechas le'ezi tzorech shabbos imiku medidish amitzu, l'shoi lebshim zay, because really you're counting. And if you're counting, you're not allowed to count for Shabbos only with Didush HaMitzvah, so this you're allowed to count. Sif Gimel. K'shem she'ein odem u'shoi lehalach b'Shabbos u'v'yontav el alpayim amel l'chol ruach. Just like a person is not allowed to go more than 2,000 l'chol ruach, kach keilov u'behemtoi ein yochol shum odem lo ilicham chutz alpayim amel shel baleim. No one's allowed to carry them more than 2,000 amos. So you can't carry Yenim's thing more than 2,000 amas. And if they made the Erev one way, you can't take them where a person's not allowed to go. So the Moshel, if you have like this, if the person's taka over here, right, he is over here in a field, that's where he's staying, and his coat is lying over there, right, let's say, and this is another town. This is another town. So the people of this town are allowed to carry in this town and all around the town and everything. But the halacha is, which we'll see later, which people don't have, that the din is when you have 2,000, you have to stop at 2,000. That person, these people of this town, get their town and you square it off. And then you make 2,000 round the whole town. Maskim. Oh, but this person, he can be called Samidosoi in that square, even in the middle of a town, even in the middle of a house. So if here's a house like that, so he's allowed to carry till there in the middle of the dining room and not to the lounge, the other side of the dining room. Makes no difference. You don't say that. No. Call Samidosoi in the middle of a thing, there's no such thing. The 2000 finishes there, it's finished. Yeah?
2004.
Pardon? And four?
2004.
The four, besides the four. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But you've made this 2000, it's 2000 there. So this Shaila could be Negea Lemoshl. It's not Negea in a house, it's a bit different. Because if he's miles away, it's different. But it's Negea Lemoshl, if he's miles away. If somebody, I spoke about it once on a Yom Tov, I mean, if somebody left his coat here, his raincoat here, yeah, and he's in London, and it's raining, he's your brother, your cousin, we're talking about the Gzela Shaila, and you're not too worried, you're allowed to take his coat, yeah? So you want to go in the street in his coat, so it's a big Shaila, because you're going with his coat, his coat belongs to him? Hmm? It's outside his trum, he's not allowed to carry in Manchester at all. Well, we'll see later if there's an Erev, if it's different or this. It's a bit different to this Kolsa Midosa case, because he's not Kolsa Midosa in the town, it's just out of his town. So then you get Daladamas maybe. Yeah, as I said, it's different. It's better than Kolsa Midosa, because you get the town, you get the thing if it's out of. If he would have been picked up from London and put down here by Goyim, he would get a Mokim Mukuf. That maybe. So if it's Erev, it's better.
Why?
Because you see later. Oh, but the vowel, oh, but here in the Kosem, does state do anything, because otherwise, what's it Negev for? So it's does state do that a person's Kalim are not allowed to be taken by somebody else. We're not talking about an Avarian, somebody else who is in the other Mokim. So the Mishabur. Vov kach the Mokim, Shodim, Koinish, Risosoi, Koinish, on Kalev, the Moisov, the Negoring Achov. Kalev, Radim, Perosov, Choldova Shaychloi, Mairi, Beyomtiv. Why can the other person carry it? Because it's Yom Tov. That's why the other person is allowed to carry it. Would it not be belonging to somebody who is Kol Somidosi, who has finished his Trum? The other person wants to wear it. So he wants to put it on over there in his town and carry it to there. You're not allowed to because it belongs to the other person. So we're talking about Yom Tov, or we're talking about Shabbos, and he's going to wear it, where he can't carry it. Or he could have said, in a place which is surrounded, and somebody says that somewhere. So it's just surrounded, so you're allowed to carry it, because it's one room. Like I said, it's one room, even on Shabbos. And he wants to carry it. And yet there's 2,000 finish in the middle of this room. Yeah. The moilich is not doing it. I'm allowed to carry all over. It's my town. You're giving it to a guy and he might carry it. It's your behemah. Some of the heter. I'm sure yes, machmin. I'm heter. Some of the heter. So you're not to tell him to take that. This Shaila of Yom Tov is another Shaila Bechlal. Is it whether Yom Tov, even though Avada Yom Tov got Issa Trumin, has Yom Tov also got the Issa, the Deraisa? Those that say Yud Beis Milah is a Deraisa, is that a din on Yom Tov? Whether Yom Tov has a din of Deraisa, the Yud Beis Milah, if that's a Deraisa on Yom Tov. Nafkamin is Yom Tov, the Mishabur brings there about Yom Tov is a Shaila, whether it's a Deraisa or not. Nafkamin is, Lamoshli, if you've got a Shofar which is more than you'd pay some mil away, and you need it on Yom Tov, so you want to tell a Goy to collect it, in the Dva Mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a Goy to do Issa Drabonon. So are you telling to Issa Drabonon, Issa Deraisa? So, assuming there's no Isha Sarabim, so there's no carrying in a Deraisa. That's one of the guys that there's even the shitter that there's 600,000 with a bands of dark that there's a deraisa out of town, because the out of town belongs to everybody, even if it hasn't got 600,000. I'll be in Rosh Tate, the Gabba Goy brings something, that's only Drabunna on Israel, the Rosh Hansh from the Ramban. Now there's no Deraisa on, even if there's no Rosh Hashanah, even no 600,000, there's no Deraisa, finish? No, never. So you've got a Goy to bring something, there's no carrying Deraisa, but it's 12 mil away. If it's 12 mil away, he'll be carrying it at Deraisa. So that's, now you've got double Suffolk. Firstly, it's a deraisa because we hold as a machlokes whether Yud Beis Mil is a deraisa or not. So that would take on Yud Beis Mil is a deraisa quite strongly. And it's yontiv. Could be yontiv is not even that. So mele could be only drabonon. So you can be soimer b'diavad to tell a goy to bring a shofar or a lulav even from more than Yud Beis Mil. Sif Dalit Hamoisa Behemto Livnoi Harika Ogla Av. So we've got a son and a father. The son made the Erev one way or lives in one place and the father lives in another place. So the Mechabashtate Harika Ogla Av. It's like the father. But the Mishabura doesn't say that. Because they assume that when you give it to your son, you're not really giving it to him to be his as a proper Roya. It's still yours. It's just helping you. It's not going to be in Shus, he's just there for a bit. So it's not. A b'noi is the same as anybody else. It's not that you've left it by your son, it's he is the shepherd, so it belongs in his rishus, like the next sif. Sif, hey, Mosul Aroya, Yevit Aroya, Afil Anosla Beyontav, Harik Ragle Aroya. Because when you give it to Aroya, Pshat is, it's not in your rishus anymore. See, he takes over, Mosul Aroya, Afil Aroya, Akum, even a goy. You've also got the problem, it could be a problem sometimes, because the Akum, so Mishabu, let's go back to Mishabu Yudala, because it could be a problem because the Akum has got one way, one another way, now it's next to you, and you want to take it one place, you can't take it, because it's Kodesh Risa in a different place. You gave it to a guy that lived there, you live in this town, and you want to bring it over to you, back to you, to Shechte, wherever, so you can't. I feel it, Lugoy Akum. Even though it was Ben Shmushas, it was somewhere else. Yeah? Because he gave him on Yom Tov, Ben Shmushas, it was still in your Rishus. But when you give it to a Roya, then Shat is you're giving it to the Roya. Given. It's already Ke'ilu Yadas, to give it already Ben Shmushas, even though it's times of Shvisa go Ben Shmushas. It's already by the Moyah. And you don't know which one you gave it. We don't necessarily know before Yom Tov, before Ben Shemoshes, which one you'll give it to. Nevertheless, if you give it before Yom Tov, you're giving it to him. If you give it only on Yom Tov, you're in the middle of seven, isn't it?